This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribal leaders joined President Trump at the White House Tuesday for the signing of an executive order establishing a task force on missing and murdered American Indian and Alaska Native people. The order launches Operation Lady Justice and creates the task force, which will be led by the U.S. Attorney General and the Secretary of the Interior. President Trump.
With Operation Lady Justice, we will bring new hope to Native American communities across the nation. We will deliver justice for the victims, closure for the families, and safety to those in harm's way. And on behalf of every missing or murdered Native American woman and child, I am going to sign this order, and it will be a great honor to be signing this order. And thank you all for being here. Thank you very much.
In attendance were leaders from tribes in Minnesota, the Southwest, and Montana. Melanie Benjamin, chief executive of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, was among leaders.
Melanie Benjamin Indigo, and it is my honor, my privilege to be here today with the signing, because we cannot have this happening anymore. It's a historical day to know that our missing and murdered women have a place and a remembrance, and that we care about them and their families. So, Mr. President, Chimigwech, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Melanie. That's
really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Melanie.
Native women's advocate and the second lady of the Navajo Nation, Dottie Leiser, was also at the signing. She hopes the order will lend more credence to the MMIW issue and provide more public awareness. The Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma announced Tuesday proposed legislation to protect historical sites. Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. unveiled the proposal at a historic courthouse in Delaware County.
We have a longstanding commitment to preserve and protect our Cherokee historic and sacred sites. And we don't just talk about it. We have put a great deal of resources into it. And just over the past 5 years, between Cherokee Nation businesses and the Cherokee Nation, we have put over $14 million into preserving sites, including this site. It's important that we do this because the Cherokee people have a great story to tell.
The tribe has identified a list of nearly 80 locations within the Cherokee Nation. Many are not on a national registry. Cemeteries, a prison, a cabin, and school are among sites. The act will go before the tribal council in December. Advocates are seeing some changes when it comes to addressing suicide in Alaska Native communities. Barbara Franks has worked on life awareness since her son's death by suicide in 1997. She says there was not much support or information at that time. Franks now chairs the statewide Suicide Prevention Council. She says there's still stigma attached to suicide in Native communities, but talking about suicide is happening.
A lot of people have so many issues, and pulling up that stigma and taboo that you have to be quiet about it, you know, tell your story so that your heart could be relieved from what's been pulling you down. There is a life out there that people can be happy, you know, and so together, you know, working together in a collaborative effort, we may be able to help you pull those layers of everything that you shoved under that carpet.
If people are feeling down or are looking for help, Alaska has a care line. There's also the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the law offices of Sanosky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanosky.com.
Support by VisionMaker Media, envisioning a world changed and healed by understanding Native stories and the public conversations they generate. Atla airs on Independent Lens December 16th. More info at visionmakermedia.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.